number. This is me again, and just wanted to do a quick episode on one of my listeners who reached out to me. I'm sorry, this is kind of late. So back in May the 5th, I had one of the I had a listener reach out to me on Instagram, and I'm horrible with Instagram. You know, I'm a Facebook type of person, you know, but Instagram, something that I need to get more used to. Anyway, but he reached out to me, and his name is Michael. I'm not going to say the last name, but his name is Michael. You know, I want to protect, you know, the identities of other flock members. So let's just go with Michael. So he reached out to me and he said, hey man, just wanted to say my girlfriend and I have been loving your podcast. We're about to finally get our cocktail this Sunday and have learned a lot from you so far. I overheard one episode where you're in the DMV. So if you ever want to interview a rookie cocktail couple, let me know. Ha ha ha. So, like I said, I mean, I feel bad because I actually didn't get the message until May the 25th, which is 20 days after. So, you know, I reached out to him and sent the message and everything. It was like, you know, hey, I'll be honored if you come on and just, you know, talk it up and all that good stuff. So, I just wanted to just basically do an episode giving a shout out to Mike and, you know, his girlfriend, and just, you know, just appreciating the support. Now, when he says the part about he learned a lot, hey, I'm shocked because I feel like I'm an airhead. I really don't know a lot myself. There's a lot of people who know a whole lot more than me. So to say that you learned a lot from me, I'm very thankful. I'm very honored because trust me, I'm a very humble person when it comes to the care and knowledge about cockatiels. I'm always learning. Yes, I may know a lot more than the average, but trust me, I've been in human flocks of breeders and owners, etc., and people who put birds in shows who I'm like, okay, you know, teach me. So no, I think it's good, no matter what level you're on, to always learn, because even if you are quote unquote an expert, there's always something to learn. When you get to a point to where you're no longer learning, then there's a problem. You know, there's a serious problem. So anyway, I just want to do this quick podcast episode to give a shout out once again to Michael. I'll say Michael K. Michael K. Okay. So thanks a lot to everyone else who has been listening to me. I really appreciate it. And just continue to take care of your birds. Love them. And that's all birds in general. All birds in general. But you know, of course, this podcast is dedicated to cockatiels. So I got a whole lot going on. Okay. I met a lot of people. I've been doing a lot of stuff in my journey to expand my knowledge and my just overall hobby and love of raising and possibly breeding cockatiels. I know, right? So, once again, thank you. Signing off. Take care. Bye.